Welcome to Reincarnation Past Lives Revisited, where we'll cover one of the many reported cases of reincarnation so we can bring the discussion out into the light about what happens to our souls after death. But before we go too much further, I'd like to thank Raphael Crux for allowing us to use his music from the freepd.com public domain music site. Today's case is so well known that I almost feel I don't need to introduce it. In 2006, James Leonard's case went viral when it first broke on a documentary on primetime. Since then, it's been covered extensively. And if you ask anyone about reincarnation, the first question you usually get is, do you know the James Leonard case? Well, today we begin a complete multi-episode coverage of the case, and we are fortunate enough to have Bruce Leonard himself join us to give us his account of what happened and to hear him talk about the two quests that he found himself embarking on. Come on this amazing journey with me now as we welcome Bruce. Hi, Bruce. Thanks for coming on the podcast.
Glad to be here.
I really feel like I hardly need to introduce you because James's case is just so well known, but I really appreciate the chance for you to speak to me today because it is such an amazing case. And it's all started for you as a bit of an epic journey, didn't it, in May 2000 when James was about 2 years old.
Yeah, it was in early 2000. That's correct.
There was a lot going on in your life. You'd actually just sort of had changes in jobs and you'd moved to a new town and you were settling in, and Andrea was kind of looking after James. You were trying to sort of get work and everything else up and happening. James started sort of exhibiting some interesting little anomalies, didn't he? They went for a walk one day and found something at the Hobby Lobby, didn't they?
Yeah, she was Andrea. You know, we had just moved in, so she went to Hobby Lobby to get some things to help decorate the house. They have dried flowers and all kinds of vases and artwork and stuff like that. And he was being a typical two-year-old, animated, wanting to climb out of the carriage and stuff like that. So they were waiting to check out, and they had some kind of little bin of toys or something. And she grabbed something that was a little airplane and handed it to him. She said, oh, look, it has a bomb on it. His comment to her was, that's not a bomb, it's a drop tank.
Wow, that's amazing, isn't it?
And when that happened, he was no more than 2 years old. He was two on April 10th, 2000. He was 2 years old.
And it was either before that or just after that, then he started getting night terrors, didn't he?
Night terrors, frequent. At least four or five nights a week. He was always waking us up, and of course Andrea would go down the hall and comfort him or get him back to sleep. There were a few times where I got up and he was just thrashing in bed like he was fighting for his life, and then he started to articulate what was